Okay, we saw yesterday there seems to be a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and that is with regard to being Chayza. Dine Momonos, you could be Chayza, can they retract or not retract? We seem to have a stira. And what we left off with was it depends on what type of mistake. What type of mistake were made? Remember, I think Larry brought this up yesterday. We are not talking about where further proof was brought afterwards. That's a different story that we discussed last, whatever, a few weeks ago before Shavuos in the last parak. And that is where somebody's been made guilty and then he produces Edim or a Shtar, etc., etc. That's a different story. We're not talking about that. We're talking about where the Dayan says, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. So the Gemara differentiated, and this is what we're going to discuss some more this morning in Mitzvah Hashem. The Gemara differentiated what type of mistake. And the Gemara said there's a chilu between what's called a toya bidvar mishnah, where somebody made a mistake concerning a mefurasha mishnah. He forgot there's a mishnah. He forgot there's a mishnah. As Rashi said, it's ta'usoi motsu. It's motsu bedavar a mishnah, something that can be found in the mishnah. And he nonetheless made a mistake. Obviously, that has to be cancelled. That was just a blatant mistake. But if it was a mistake, what he called shikul hadas, and the Gemara is going to discuss this more now. What does it mean, shikul hadas? Shikul hadas, literally translated, means a balance of judgment. It wasn't that I forgot there's a mefurasha mishnah, but rather it is I had to view the case and had to weigh it up based on logic. On second thoughts, I realized that I looked at it wrong. I looked at it completely wrong. It was a mistaken outlook. That, the Gemara says, cannot be retracted. So the Gemara is going to discuss this more. Have a look in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes Omar. It's about 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Rav Sheshes Omar. Kan sheto'o bidvar mishnah and kan sheto'o b'shikul hadas. A differentiation has to be made between making a mistake on a mefurash mishnah as opposed to making a mistake on shikul hadas. To Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Asi, To'o bidvar Mishnah Choyzer, To'o b'shikol hadas, Einoi Choyzer. So have a look once again at Rashi. Toya bidvar Mishnah, Shet To'usoi. His mistake is Motsui bidvar HaMishnah, is to be found in an explicit Mishnah, Ein Dinoi Din Legamri. That line is critical in Rashi. Why is the din reversed? Because there was no din. There was no din. That's not called a psak din. A total oversight of an explicit Mishnah is simply not called a din. And therefore, says Rashi, v'choizer. Says Rashi, if it is a shikul hadas, come on, Mefarish, later on we'll explain what exactly is a shikul hadas. But either way, suffice to say for the moment, it means that it's not an explicit Mishnah. So if it's not an explicit Mishnah, that's a different story. And under those circumstances, there will not be chayza. So this is what the Gemara is now going to discuss. Says the Gemara, Omale Ravina leRavashi. We have to remind ourselves, Rabbosai, a bit of history over here. We know that the Mishnayos were written by the Tanoim. But we have, after that, also written by Tanoim, the Brises and the Tosefta. What's the difference between a Brise and a Tosefta and the Mishnah? Essentially, there's not much difference. They're all compiled by Tanoim. But really, the Brise and the Tosefta was, as it were, compiled to fill in the missing holes in the Mishnah. So, who compiled the Mishnayos? As we know, it was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, as we call him, Rebbe. Rebbe compiled the Mishnah. Remember, by the way, again, historically, it was one of the biggest changes in the history of all of Klal Yisrael. Why was it one of the biggest changes? Because we know that it's Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Shebaal Peh is not allowed to be written down. It has to remain just that, Baal Peh. So the Gemara says, we won't launch into the whole discussion now, but Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe, he took it on his shoulders. He evoked the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Eis lasois l'Hashem. There's a time to do for Hashem. You've got to bend the rules, as it were. You have to be very, 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 very careful with this principle, obviously, because you can imagine where Chas v'Shalom this might take us. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, under the circumstances, he was worried that Torah would be forgotten, and therefore he took responsibility for compiling Torah Shebaal Peh, namely the Mishnayos. Like I said, we have to be so incredibly careful with this principle, because otherwise the whole of the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, is bendable. Well, this doesn't apply and that doesn't apply. No, we leave that for Chazal. So Rabbi compiled the Mishnayos. Now, essentially, what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is various statements that were issued by the Tanoim. Some of them there was a machlokes, some of them there was not a machlokes. So Rebbe collated all of those sayings in the names of the Tanoim, split them up into different mesechtos, and that is Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, we have the Mishnais. It was then left to others to be mashlim, to fill in, as it were, the missing holes. It was felt that there were some cases that were also discussed by Tanoim. For whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe, did not incorporate them in the Mishnayos. Those were then brought down in the Brisas and the Tosefta. So the Brisa and the Tosefta essentially is also has the same weight, as it were, L'chaira, as Mishnayos. It's not written, it's not compiled by Amoraim, it's all Tanoim, but it was written slightly after the Mishnah, as we said, to be Mashlim, the Mishnayos. Now, why are we going through a whole history lesson over here? Because the question needs to be asked, we just said that if the Dayanim made a mistake, Toya Bedvar Mishnah, then the din is not a din. What about if they were Toya, not in a Mishnah, but in a Tosefta? They were Toya, the Dayan made a mistake on something which, albeit, is absolutely explicit, but it's not in the Mishnah, it's in the Tosefta. Does that hold the same weight with regard to our subject as it would had they made a mistake in the Mishnah? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So now look at the Gemara. Omale Ravina le Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Afilu. Ta'o, Barab Chia, Barab Oishia, question mark? Who were Rab Chia and Rab Oishia? They compiled the Tosefta. And that's his question. If a Dayan made a mistake regarding a Tosefta that was compiled by Rab Chia and Rab Oishia, is that also considered a Toya B'dvar Mishnah and the whole din is just canceled? Look at Rashi. Afilu Tob Rav Chia, Hai Dvar Mishnah, underline Hai Dvar Mishnah de Ka'omar. That which you said that if a mistake was made regarding a Mishnah, Mi Omrinon, would we also say Afilu To Bidvar HaMishnah Betoisefta de Be Rav Chia Veroishia? Even if it's a Mishnah not recorded in the Mishnayos, but it's a Mishnah, as it were, that's recorded in Tosefta, compiled by Rav Chia and Rav Oishia, does that hold the same thing? So now Rashi, again, gives us the history lesson. Sheheim Sidru HaTosefta. It was Rav Chia and Rav Oishia who organized the Tosefta for us. V'sosmu bo. They included in the Tosefta that which was considered not so important and therefore not included in the Mishnayos that Rebbe compiled. So as we mentioned, the Tosefta is the Hashlama for the Mishnayos. It's also a type of Mishnah. Why is it a type of Mishnah? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, what is it? It's a recording of statements by the Tanoim. But it was not included in the original Mishnayos by Rebbe, as Rashi says, because it wasn't considered to be Ika Kol Kach, wasn't considered to be all that critical. Rav Chia and Rav Oishia then came and they filled in the holes, as it were, in the Tosefta. So now, says Rashi, Rebbe Shahoyogodoil mehem. Undoubtedly, Rebbe was greater than them, greater than Rav Chiya and Rav Eishiya. Again, Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos. Rav Chiya and Rav Eishiya compiled the Tosefta. Rebbe was greater than them. V'chol ha-yeshiva metzuya etzloi. And all of the yeshiva, he had all the Talmidim with him, alidei shehu nosi, because he was a nosi. V'diktaku imoi bedvarim. And they were medaktik, they were very particular. He had all his Talmidim, and therefore when he wanted to record these Mishnayos, he went through with them. V'he'emidum al burion. And they erected them absolutely correctly. In other words, when Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos, he didn't just scribble it off from memory. He went through it with all the Talmidim. They were medaktik to ensure that chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be any mistakes, so we can be rest assured that the Mishnayos are absolutely accurate, albeit they're sometimes difficult to understand. Not so, however, with Rav Chiya and Rav Ashi. And that's the Gemara's question. Rav Chiya and Rav Ashi, they were not the Nossi. Rav Chiya was not the Nossi of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe was. And they did not have this huge yeshiva academy with all their Talmidim going through the various statements one by one. So maybe, therefore, if a Dayan made a mistake concerning that which was written in the Tosefta, maybe that's not considered such a grave mistake. It's only considered to be a Toya B'dvar Mishnah if you missed out a Mishnah, a Mefurasha Mishnah that Rebbe compiled with painstaking effort with all the Talmidim to make sure that there's no mistake, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Yeah, maybe that's where we say that if a Dayan made a mistake, well, that's so serious that the whole din is not a din. That's the shayla. That's the shayla. That's our shayla. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara. This was the question that Ravina asked Rav Ashi. By the way, who was Ravina? Who was Rav Ashi? They were Amoraim. They were Amoraim. They compiled neither the Mishnah nor the Braisa or the Tosefta. So Ravina says to Rav Ashi, what about the compilation of Rav Chiya and Rav Eishiya, i.e. the Tosefta? And he answered back one word, Amalei in. Yes. Same status. If you are a Toya B'dvar Mishnah, cancelled. If you're a Toya with regarding a Tosefta, also cancelled. Okay. Now we continue the questions. Afilo B'drav Shmuel. Who are Rav and Shmuel? As we well know, Rav and Shmuel are Amoraim. Even though on occasion the Gemara says that Rav is considered classified as a Tana, but generally speaking, Rav and Shmuel are considered Amoraim. So what's the difference between a Tana and an Amoira? Well, a Tana is a Tana, is that first generation, the first few generations, what they said is considered to be written in the Mishnah. The Amoraim came afterwards, as we very well know, and Amoira is not allowed to disagree with the Tana. So if a Dayan made a mistake concerning something that was not written, either in the Mishnah or in the Tosefta, but it was authored by Rav and Shmuel, says Rashi, Vafilu b'drav Shmuel. Zok Rashi, b'memra didhu. With a statement of theirs, Sheposku misvara shelohem. Rav Shmuel at occasion could be paskening, could be mechadash adin, based on their own logic, not based on something which is explicit in the Mishnah. If it's explicit in the Mishnah, then I don't need Rav Shmuel. But Posku, says Rashi, misvara shelohem, v'loi havim masnisin. It's not a Mishnah, el a svara. It's a logic of Rav Shmuel. So once again, now for the third time, we need to ask the question. Toye bedvar Mishnah, we've said the din is cancelled. That's Einoi din. What about with regard to what Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia compiled, namely the Tosefta? Yes, that's also considered Einoi din. And what about with Rav and Shmuel's Svarais, which after all are not Mefurash and Mishnayos? And guess what he answered? Amalei in. Also, every Dayan is expected to know all the Mishnayos, all the Tosefta, and every statement of Rav and Shmuel. And if they don't and they made an oversight, that's Einoi din. That's Einoi din. That's not considered a din. And Mamela, it would be cancelled. So we've now got so far three levels. What are the three levels? We've got the level of Toya Bidvar Mishnah. Then we've got a Toya on a Tosefta. And now the third level of Toya Bidrav Shmuel. And the Gemara is saying, yes, that's also considered such a severe mistake that if a Dayan would make a mistake, you'd have to reverse the whole din. So he then asked, Nachum.
So just to clarify, this is only with a mumche as part of a beis din?
No.
So even if you have three regular people and they sign that form beforehand that they accept?
Again, three regular people has to be dayonim. So even a regular dayan, it's true. The Gemara earlier on in the Omud made a distinction between a mumcha and not a mumcha. But now we've moved away from there. Now we're making a completely different distinction. Irrespective of the stature of the dayan, it depends on what type of mistake. If it's a mistake based on svara, that cannot be retracted. But if it's based on something explicit, it is retracted. And the question is, what's considered explicit? So we so far have three levels, either a Mishnah, or a Tosefta, or a Svara of Rav Shmuel. And what about, says the Gemara, Afilu bedidi veditcha? What about you and me? Who's you and me? This is Ravina talking to Ravashi. Ravina and Ravashi, as great as they were, and obviously we have no way of fathoming their greatness, but they clearly were not as great as Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel were one of the earliest generations of Amoraim. So this whole conversation which is taking place between Ravina and Ravashi, Ravina is asking Ravashi, what about a Mishnah? What about a Tosefta? What about Rav Shmuel? Yes, yes, yes. And what about you and me? What happens if a Dayan did not know about a statement that you and me said? In other words, it's a very interesting Gemara. He was querying his own status. Is a Dayan mechuyev to know everything that me and you said as well? After all, we're very great Amoraim, albeit not as great as Rav Shmuel. So look how he answered back. Absolutely fascinating. Amalei. Anotu anan kotli koni ba'agma anan. In the great way, he answered the question with a question. He says, what are we? Are we reed cutters? Is that how they translate it, Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah, reed cutters in a swamp.
Reed cutters. What do you think we are? What do you think? We're just a farmer? We're very chashuva amaroim. And if we're very chashuva amaroim, a person has to know his stature, and he clearly did. Well, if we're chashuva amaroim, then what do you think we are? We're some peasant, ignorant farmer? In other words, how was he answering the question? Yes, that's also called the Toya B'dvar Mishnah. It's true. I admit, we're not on the stature of Rav Shmuel, but what do you think we are? Some innocent peasant farmer? Says Rashi, Otu anan kotli koni ba'agmanan acharei she'omarti lecho. After I told you she'af hatoya b'divrei ho'amuroyim ho'achroinim. After I told you that not only the Tanoim, but even the Amoraim who came later, Choyza, the din would be reversed. is my grail summa. Why are we worse midachrina than anybody else? You asked me about Rav Shmuel, so I answered the question, but by no means I didn't mean only Rav Shmuel. The bottom line is, I'm not distinguishing between Tanoim and Amoraim, even though clearly there's obviously a gaping difference in their greatness. And as we know, there's a principle called Yerida Sadoirois. Each generation which is further removed is less great than the generation that preceded it. That may well be true. But with regard to our discussion, it's irrelevant. If you're Toya B'dvar Mishnah, even though we always use the phrase Toya B'dvar Mishnah, but we see from our Gemara, it doesn't need to be a Mishnah. It could be a Mishnah, it could be a Tosefta, it could be something that Rav Shmuel said, it could be something that Ravina Ravashi said. All of that is included in the category of Toya B'dvar Mishnah, and as Rashi told us, Einoi Din. That's not considered a Din.
Rebbe, what is the difference when people say Rishonim and Achronim? How does that fit into this?
So Rishonim is a different story altogether. After the Amoraim, there was a period that was called the Goinim. The Goinim, as we know, Reb Sadia Goin, and Reb Hai Goin, and Reb Achai Goin, and Reb Shrira Goin, all different Goinim. That was the next period in history. Followed by the Rishonim. The earliest Rishonim is, for example, the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel, and then later on Rashi and the Rambam. That took us till about the year 1400 or so. And it's commonly considered that when the Tor, who is the Tor? The Tor is the son of the Rosh. When he decoded Halacha in the Tor, which was followed by Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, from then on is considered Achreinim. Now, it's a very, very lengthy discussion, which I don't want to get involved in now, but the obvious question is, well, what's the difference if we call him a Rishon or an Achron or a Goyen or that? So, as we know, Amoraim cannot argue with Tanoim. Amoraim cannot argue with Tanoim. That's Halacha, Halacha Psuka, and Amoira, even though it's Choshev, we can't be Chaylek on a Tana. So, too, Achronim generally are not Chaylek on Rishonim. We certainly cannot be Cholek on Rishonim. When I used to daven in the Groshul, until they moved around the Svarim, I used to have the fortune or misfortune of my seat in the old Groshul, Rabbi Yehuda David, you'll remember it. Actually, it's the old Groshul, but it's the current site. So when the shul used to be in the caravan at the bottom of the road, so my seat was next to the Sfarim shelf of the Halachic Sfarim. So occasionally I used to open up a sefer and peer in. So I once opened up a sefer called Tshuvas Ginas Verodim, which was written about 200, 250 years ago. And I saw the most fascinating, fascinating tshuva there. And it writes there, the one of the great Achronim was called the Pri Chadosh. His commentary is a commentary to Shulchan Aruch, and you'll find it at the back of every Shulchan Aruch. And they wrote a question to the Ginas Berodim. Apparently, the Pri Chodosh, for all his greatness, was put into Cherem by the Rabbonim of Mitzrayim. Why did they put him into Cherem? Because his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, as great as it was, but he very often disagreed with Rishonim. For that reason, apparently the Rabbonim Mitzrayim put him into Cherem, and they wrote to the Ginas Verodim saying, now that the Pri Chodosh has passed away, is that Cherem now rescinded? There's a whole tshuva that I don't even remember the maskana. The bottom line is the Pri Chodosh nowadays is absolutely considered one of the great Achreinim, and the Mishnah Brura quotes him consistently. But either way, you see that it was a whole great discussion. And Achron cannot disagree with Rishonim. There are exceptions to the rule. We're not going to get involved for that moment. So like I said, the period of Rishonim, by the way, if you want to know this historically, it's not so difficult to remember. The Tanoim were around about the time of the second Beis Hamikdash and following the Churban. So we know that Churban Beis Hamikdash was approximately 2,000 years ago. So it was that period that saw the period of the Tanoim. Some of them lived at the time at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, and some of them after the second Beis Hamikdash. Following that came the period of the Amoraim and the Goinim, and that took us to a period of about 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, which means in the early 1000s and 1100s, that's when you have the very earliest Rishonim, like I said, the Rif and Rabbeinu Hananel, etc., etc. Then you had Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ran and the Rosh, etc., etc. And about 500 years ago or so, or 600 years ago, like I said, in the year about 14 to 1500, that's considered the period of Achrinim, beginning with the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, etc., etc. By the way, if ever you learn Rishonim, which we used to do more, unfortunately we do so less, it's very easy, even if you know nothing about Jewish history and you don't know your chronology, but it's normally fairly easy to work out historically where every Rishon is, because the earlier Rishonim wrote much more concisely. The later Rishonim wrote at greater length. Obviously, the Achronim after that wrote at even greater length. And that's why we work so hard to understand every Rashi and every Tosus, because they wrote relatively briefly. Especially Rashi, as we know, Rashi's genius was that he managed to incorporate all Shtekel Torah in a few words. The later Rishonim are more Marich. Not only that, the later Rishonim very often quote the early Rishonim. Like we've seen many occasions, Tosus quotes Rashi. And he'll agree with him or disagree with him. The Rosh, who's one of the latest Rishonim, he's a father of the Torah, very often brings the Rif and the Rambam and Tosfos and Rashi, etc., etc. So you can quite clearly see, even if you're not great at Jewish history, but if you see the length at which their comments are written, normally that's a giveaway sign. There are, by the way, printed, I don't know if you've seen these plastic laminated cards on one side, the Tanoim, one side, the Amoraim. They've got another one, Rishonim, another one, Achronim. I know there's somebody in my koil over here who has it tucked into his Gemara. And very often it's very, very useful historically. Right? You'll see a particular comment which looks like a big chiddush in the Rishonim. And we won't understand. I don't understand. How could he write such a thing? Rashi says the opposite. One second, let's look at the chart. Maybe he lived before Rashi, which would explain a lot. So very often these historical charts are quite useful. Al Koponi, okay, that's a brief guided tour of, like I said, the Tanoim, Amoraim. There's Goinim, there's Savroinim, we're going to get involved in that. Then the Rishonim, and then the Achronim. So everybody until today is Be'etzem an Achron. Chidushei Reb Nachum Gela al Hashas is one of the great Achronim. Gela Mimishkafayim. Okay, look back into the Gemara now. Says the Gemara.
Yes. He's a seer. He's a seer for Mishkafayim.
He's a seer, okay. Wearing his glasses though. Says the Gemara. Hechidom Yishikoladas. So what exactly is Shikul Hadas? We have discussed what a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah is. A Toya B'Dvar Mishnah, as mentioned, is either you made a mistake in the Mishnah, or it turns out in the Tosefta, or Rav Shmuel, or Rav Ashi and Rav Inna, basically any Tana or Lamayra. And any time a mistake like that is made, we said, I'm sorry, Einoy Din. But what happens if it's a Shikul Hadas? As we said, a Shikul Hadas is a different story. A shikul hadas, then we say it cannot be retracted. So what does that mean? Heichi domi shikul hadas. We'll have to make just a start to this, and then Be'ezus Hashem will continue next time. Says the Gemara, Omer Papa k'goyim trei tanoim. It's all fine and well to say if it's a mafurish a mishnah, then you can't miss it. But what happens if the mishnah has two opinions? Could go in Trey Tanoi or Trey Amoroi, the Pligi Ahadodi, who argue with each other, Veloi Itmar, and it doesn't clearly say Hilchasa, that the halacha follows loy kamar v'loy kamar. So as we know, for example, everybody here knows that when we have a Mishnah with a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, well, we're all expected to know the halacha follows Beis Hillel. So if somebody would paskin like Beis Shammai, obviously that's a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. He can't say, well, I'm sorry, I went with Beis Shammai's opinion. We don't paskin like that. So we do have various rules of psak. That's the most famous. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, halacha k'Beis Hillel. But we have many other rules. But not every machlokas does the Gemara necessarily paskin who the halacha follows like. Especially in the case of Amoraim. So what happens, says the Gemara, if you have two opinions in the Tanoim or two opinions in the Amoraim and it doesn't say who the halacha follows? The Ikri, the Ovad, Kechad Minayhu. And this particular Dayon, paskin like one of them. So you can hardly blame him for forgetting a Mishnah or forgetting a Gemara. He didn't. And he had to now make a shikul hadas on who we paskin like. It's not a question of what's explicit. We know what's explicit. Now it's a question of, logically, who would we side with? So he went with one opinion. Okay, so what's the problem? Why is that a mistake? The sugya de shmeitza, which means that the general custom, however, ozli ke'idach, actually goes with the other opinion. Hainu shikul hadas. That's called shikul hadas. So what was his mistake? His mistake was not that he forgot something that was explicit. He knew exactly what was explicit. He knew, however, it was two opinions, which is not, there's no psak in the Gemara. So he took on the position of one of them, either Tanum or Amoraim. Problem is, the general custom is not like that. That's what it's called, the Sugya de Shmeitzer. Is that how Art Scroll translates it? The general custom, Sugya de Shmeitzer?
Consensus of most judges in this matter is to follow the other view.
Right. So that seems to be the general consensus. It's commonly accepted that even though it's not explicitly written, but it's commonly accepted that actually the halacha follows A rather than B. And he passed like B. That's considered a mistake in Shikul Hadas. It's not a Torah B'dvar Mishnah, and therefore we cannot say about him that Einoy Din, that he made a glaring, silly mistake, as it were, Chas V'Shalom. He was paskening like one of the Tanoim or one of the Amoraim. Unfortunately, his mistake was he wasn't aware that the general custom or the general consensus is not like that. That is a din, and that cannot be retracted. Okay, we'll see more about this next time. There's a whole Omad coming up. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next time.
Sure.